dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I didn't know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I didn't know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So many people were seeking who is the Messiah. I think Jesus' look is very common, so nobody can see it's a figure of a Messiah. For them, it's a leader who can lead the Israel people from the Roman Empire. He is a political leader, what they expect. So nobody can see in Jesus this way. I think Jesus looked very simple. Even when he lined up for the baptism, nobody aware. Only John Baptist seeing him coming, they know, "Sir, I should be baptized by you." But then Jesus said, "Do it." So he was baptized. And then from heaven, there's a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son." And today, the Alleluia verse from the letter of John, first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 14. "The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us." So, the Son of God became part of us. He shared our life. In return, we share his life. At the Last Supper, "You take this. This is my body. This is my blood." So when we consume the body and blood of Christ, the body of Christ become part of us. We immerse into his life. That's what St. Paul said, "Today is not there I live, but Christ lives in me." So today, if you were baptized either by a baby or adult, you participate the life of Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ. So, no matter what you do, is in the name of Jesus. Of course, you say, "Oh, you priests, we share the same. When we baptize, we share the same priesthood." But our priesthood is ministerial. That means just the surface. But you as a priest, you are really a servant of the Lord, not of people. So very important. You are holy as much as I'm holy, because we're sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We are the same. Only the work is different. I'm no different than you. Don't tell me that, oh, you are a priest. Only as far as I'm doing on the altar. That's a special grace. After all, I'm the same. I can give bad example to the other people, as you do. But it's important, whatever you do, to the least of your people, we are doing to Jesus Christ. So very, very important, eh? As Jesus coming on earth, he served whole humanity. Today, also you come, you serve humanity, nobody Chinese or Filipino or Korean or Indian. We are the same grace of sharing the life of Jesus. So we thank the Lord when we are really one family. We share the same blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that we have this chance to meet every week together to share this special grace, especially after communion. We tell Jesus, thank you that you share your life with me. I want to share my life also with other people. So what you do outside this church, as if Jesus is treating people the same way, the way you look is in sympathy, the way you share the voice with this kind of communion is always sharing the life of Jesus. So today, be the first day of our life that really we feel this life of Jesus is in us. So thank John the Baptist introducing Jesus to us, and also we thank that we have with the church telling us in the baptism we share the life of the Blessed Trinity.